Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup, PGA Tuesday tidbits for the PGA Championship. Excited to be here. We are knee-deep in deep dive mode. All kinds of narratives out there, all kinds of information flowing in. Great to see the industry growing and as a whole. Was able to get on a podcast yesterday that dropped today with Mr. Travis Fulton. Go check that out. It's all over our Twitters, Stripe Show Pod. Great insight from him. He's a teaching pro. He has a lot of contacts on tour. It was fun to do that. It was a good time. You can go check out Smash Factor as always. And tomorrow I will have Movers and Shakers out probably mid-morning or so, already kind of wrapping that final stuff up package, as you know, get a little ahead for the majors. Don't want to jump ahead too much, especially this week with the potential weather issues, but with all the narratives out there, I still feel pretty good where I'm at and ready to grind into tonight. And then, you know, kind of get some fresh sleep, wake up and knock it out. As always, join us this week. Special offer, PGA gets you 30% off. Use the code PGA, gets you 30% off any package, weekly, monthly, or annual. Includes a 7-day free trial. The nice thing about this timing is if you join this week, you use your free trial, it's automatic. And if you join for a month, so just buy a month package, you get 30% off. It's $34 for the full site. That's the optimizer. That's all the tools. All sports are included. We don't separate that out. Or you can do the content analysis so you won't have access to any of the tools or lineup better. I'd go ahead and check out the full site. $34, you're going to get the PGA Championship, Charles Schwab, the Memorial, Palmetto, which is replacing the RBC Canadian Open, the U.S. Open, so another major, and Travelers, all in that package for a month. So by the time you get your free trial ends, then you stay on for the month, you will go up to the Wednesday of Travelers before that first kind of package would end for you. Hopefully by then we've kind of shown and proven what we're all about and the community is about. We've grown a lot in the last month. I appreciate all that. If you want and you're a current member, you can go check out the special offer I dropped in Slack. We have a for merch this week. We're doing a big blowout. We are close to being out of all of our inventory except for our signature combo package that we're always going to use for giveaways and stuff. But we have now sold out of everything but the HV3 shirts. We have about 40 left, and then that's it. Everything else is gone but the combo pack. So if you're not a member, you use the code PGA, get 40% off. You can go get an HV3 shirt. Once we sell those 40 shirts, all the profits that we've taken in for that will go to the HV3 Foundation, cut a check to them. So we're so close to being able to do that. I want to knock that out. Any support there goes a long way. Let's get the listener league filled up. We are moving very fast, so I like it a lot. We're almost to 500 spots filled, 750 spots this week, our largest ever, 1K to first, flat payouts, limited rake. If you're listening to this and you finish in the top three, you get $50 credit in the GC store as well. Just hit me up, DM me on Twitter or Slack if you're a member. I'll get that to you. Tomorrow, I will have two big giveaways on the Wednesday Movers and Shakers pod. One of the winners, that's just to start. I'm going to do some more later on, especially for E9, for the members and stuff like that. One of the big giveaways is going to come from YouTube comments, which means we need you to subscribe, like the videos. If you did last week's video, if you did Smash Factor or this one, I got you in the drawing. On this one, comment your favorite play in the 8K range. That'll get you entered. So one drawing is going to come from that specifically. Next drawing is going to come from the iTunes rate and review winners for PGA Championship. So go in there, rate and review us. If you've done it already and you can't remember for sure, go ahead and do it again. You're in, no big deal. If you do know you did it already, I've already got you in the drawing. This goes back as long as we've been doing rate and reviews. If you want to go ahead and re-up one, it doesn't hurt. You can do it. No knock on doing it. Just go ahead and knock it out. I'll pull those as well, and those will be in for the drawings tomorrow. Then I'll do another drawing that'll be driven off of a Twitter post I'll do later on this afternoon. So pay attention to that. So three big drawings tomorrow, and then we'll have some fun in Gup's Corner Warrior Room Slack private channel. We recently named that after our man ALS Warrior, inspiration to us all. He's fighting the big battle against ALS. He's a heart and soul of that community, and stands for everything we're about. So the GC Warrior Room is on fire right now. All sports, MLB, NBA, NASCAR, UFC, football will be coming up throughout the summer. We're going to do a series of shows as we march towards college and NFL football, get you guys ready for all kinds of stuff, all things football for the fall. Plenty of golf on the way, though, so we'll get to that first. Tidbits for today. Trending highest for me right now on ownership, just re-upped my model and algorithms and all that kind of stuff. V2 for me. Top 10 in ownership right now, no specific order. Kind of keep all that for the premium members. But Keegan, Rahm, Morikawa, Answer, Hovland, Spieth, Berger, Xander, JT, and Paul Casey. I know Rory is being talked about at times, but you also hear him talked about, and it's one of those, yeah, but. So you kind of think of the Nick Saban type deal. Yeah, but it's hard to build with him. Or, yeah, but I can save so much money and the upside of a Rahm versus Rory and all that. I've suppressed his ownership down. I'll see what I go through tonight. I still probably have 5 or 6 pods to listen to, scroll all the articles and stuff that I do traditionally each week. It's just ramped up this week, a lot more coverage. I think he's going to be up there. I just don't have him in my top 10 right now. I think Spieth and Hovland are 1-2 right now, and that's probably pretty standard amongst the industry right now. But we'll deep dive in that and get that sharpened up by tomorrow for the premium members on ownership. Potential sleepers low owned for me right now. Scheffler, I think, could be going a little under the radar. 5-7% is where I have him in that bucket. Thomas Peters, we'll see if he gets any steam. He missed the cut on the number last week. I think I've heard him maybe once talked about outside of myself. I love him this week, like him a lot. 6,800, I think, is too cheap for his upside. 3-5% on him. Billy Ho, who's not a guy I play a lot, but not a lot of buzz there. 2-4% for him. HP3, who typically is kind of a DFS darling, not a love there. 2-3% for him. Cam Davis, kind of a GC boy, been on him for a while. 2% there. Gooch, Oklahoma kid himself. He's lives right around here, but grew up in Midwest City where I was born. 2% himself. Thomas Dietrich, a guy that I like and is growing on me. 1% type guy. Cam Champ. I don't like Cam Champ just because of his total game right now for a major. But at $7,100, and I got him at 0.9% right now or something like that, 0.8%. Those are guys that are excellent MME flyers. So I'm talking 20-50 plus lineups. Like, I'm not talking about single entry or anything like that. But, and most of these guys, that's what I mean. But like a Scheffler and Peters and those guys, they can flirt with the 3-max, in my opinion. And then Molinari, I think when you look at some of the stuff that I pulled in, he's a guy that I would think at least is worth a flyer. And I got him at less than 1% right now. He's borderline for me on my pool. He's an MME flyer only just because he's not kind of hit a little peak there and then it's kind of went back down. When I looked at my deep dive course fit, so a lot of the courses I think that model after this, he was 27th though. So I did like that. Probably get a little bump in the standings, the final rankings for tomorrow. But he's a guy we keep our eye on. Guys that I think are lower than they should be. Patrick Cantlay, who I'm not high on, but he's 3-4%. I mean, the guy, if he can get it going, that's a big if, right? $9,000, super low owned. He should at least garner 6-8%. So getting double the field on him is very easy this week if he's coming at 4%. Brooks, I let him do this to me a lot, but 3-5% Brooks. Listened to his presser about 2 hours ago. seems much more confident in what he's doing and where he's at than he was at the Masters. Does that mean he can go out here and win? Probably not. Does he have to at 9,500? No, doesn't have to. Can he top 20? Sure. And at I got him at 3.9% or so right now. That's way too low for that guy's ceiling. Yeah, if he stays around there, I'll take 7-8% Brooks in the MME build all day long. I don't have to, you know, go all in on him or anything. I'm not at that point. Homa, who's not a guy I like to play a lot, he was super chalky forever, so it's real odd to see him 2 to 4% range. He's a guy I kind of got my eye on. If he's going to stay down there, like, he can ball strike and put it in the fairway, and he can grind. He does rely a lot on the putter sometimes to be hot. That's why I was fading him most of the times that I did. But super low owned, he's on the radar. Fowler, who knows with the swing, you know, we've seen some things, Twitter this week, and changed a couple things. He's going to be 1, maybe 2% max. So he's worth a look at if you're looking at some flyers. I think DJ, I got him. He's going to be 10% or less, in my opinion, right now. Maybe he gets steamed up to 12%-ish, but he's going to be too low for what he should be. And then Willie Z, I kind of feel like the industry buzz or narrative right now is like, he had his time at the Masters. I'm like, he had his time. He is a young kid. He's a real deal. And there's guys I trust much more on the golf opinion than myself as far as pure, you know how to play golf and all that. And not one of them and said, no, he's a real deal. And that's why we've been on him mostly before anybody else was. And he's already made us a ton of money. I don't mind taking if he's going to just kind of be brushed off this week. I know the putting is always a question, but ball striking, he's top five in the tournament, no doubt. I'll take Willie Z at a sub 12% type deal. We'll see how that shakes out tomorrow, but I think he's going to be lower owned than, I mean, a lot of these guys are in, you know, just where they're at. And I talked about Willie Z before because he's around Tony Finau, Scottie Scheffler. I mean, there's a lot of guys there that are garnishing owner, Cam Smith being talked up decently, that it's going to be spread out for the most part all over the place. So there's not going to be just a bunch of super chalky chalk plays, but there are going to be guys you're going to have to decide whether you want to swallow it or not. I mean, there's Hovland, there's Spieth. I think Casey will be up there, as I mentioned. You know, Answer is a guy that's pretty popular. Berger's getting steamed up. You know, JT, Shoffley, those kind of guys, you can't play them all. So you got to make some cuts there, and that's definitely something we get into tomorrow when we, you know, start putting out the Glorious Nucleus and the Triple G tonight articles, and then, you know, the movers and shakers, E9, all that kind of stuff tomorrow. We'll start making those hard decisions. I mean, you have to. You can't list 80 guys and go, all right, have a good week, guys. I know a lot of people in the industry do that, but that's not our style. It never has been. I mean, we have to make some, you know, cutthroat decisions, and we're going to do that. Weather for me, maybe a slight PM AM lean right now. Nothing I've adjusted for yet. If anything, I'd be more opt to in a weather environment like this where it can come out of nowhere, come and go out of nowhere. Like, if I had 100% of my lineups, I'd be more opt to go 10% AM PM, 10% PM AM than 80% just build naturally. It really doesn't look like there's a strong enough, you know, wave at all right now. Now, that could change in 24 hours, especially where it's at. I think the worst weather by far is not even a question. It's going to be Sunday. Can we factor that in pre-cut? Probably not, but if you're talking about your top end guys, maybe 9K and above, or the guy you're trying to peg to win, you may factor in, okay, if this thing's blistering on Sunday, it's a grinded out finish, who do I like over who? Assuming, I mean, if you're playing a 9, 10K guy, you're assuming them to be top 20 or better. Who can make that run on Sunday in some tough conditions? Maybe you factor that in some long-term thinking. You're trying to win the tournament, so that's obviously something you need to do. It will be the hardest day, in my opinion, on Sunday for sure right now, unless something changes dramatically. Very slight lean to PMAM wave right now, but nothing I'm going heat wave on or anything like that. If it changes by the morning or, you know, and I'll be building late. I've already cleared out Wednesday night. I want to build as late as I can. I'll be up early to double check anything, and I only withdrawals, but, you know, any kind of advantage you can get in this tournament, I would take it. But also, at the end of the day, the way that the weather seems to be there, it comes and goes. I will say, I know we're seeing a lot of more video today. You know, I got on my TV, you're watching all day, a lot of pressers. Today and tomorrow are stronger than what Thursday and Friday project at by far. So when you're seeing that wind blowing like it is, it's just not projecting to be that bad on Thursday and Friday right now. So be really interesting to see how that comes out. I've kind of made my tweaks to the pool. I'm ready to get diving in tonight. We'll be back tomorrow for movers and shakers and then all the premium content as well. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.